I mentioned to you at the outset of this program that I wanted to say a few words about my friend, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. This is not a conversation that I ever envisioned having on this program. Gary was not much older than me, just a couple of years. And yet we lost him last week. I found the news out on Friday, right before I came on the air. And of course, I'm in mourning over this, as are so many people in this community who love this man. I truly love this man. And there were so many, so many. It's just unbelievable, the outpouring and the people that have been in touch with me peripherally because they didn't know who else to talk to about their own devastation. Dr. Gary Helmbrecht was a man who loved his family. Oh, how he loved his family. And he would talk to me and he would talk to Joan whenever we saw him about his family. He loved his country. And he loved his Savior Jesus, a man of very strong faith. To say that we are crushed, that we are devastated, that we are breathless at the loss of this man at such a young age doesn't begin to tell the story. And that's just us. There are so many people in the listening audience whose lives were touched by him, and so many people that will never know. We'll never know the stories because he didn't trumpet them. This was a man who worked behind the scenes to give to other people constantly, and he did not toot his own horn. Ever, ever. He just did it. He carried the load of helping other people without ever making an issue of how wonderful it was, the things he was doing. That was the humility of this man, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. You know, I went back and counted. And Gary Helmbrecht appeared on The Shilling Show initially on July 17th, 2009. And he was here and scheduled on this program for 19 appearances. The most recent appearance, you heard him here just 3 days before Christmas at the end of last year as he was here with the Pregnancy Centers of Central Virginia talking about abstinence education. And what a contrast it was to have him in here. We had some medical counterparts who really don't understand what Dr. Helmbrecht has seen and what he was talking about and why he was so passionate on the subject. But it was beautiful to have him in here just 3 days before Christmas, just a few weeks back, that he was here and graced us for an hour. And you know, there was a couple of times during those 19 times, probably two times, when Gary was scheduled to appear on The Shilling Show and he didn't make it. And he called up about halfway through the program, I think on both times, or Leon finally got in touch with him, and he said, you know, they just couldn't do without me today. I had some emergency that I had to tend to, or just there was so many people in the office that I had to take care of, and I couldn't make it. And, you know, I never had a problem with that because it was beautiful what he was doing for people, how much he cared. I mean, this is a man who could have taken off anytime he wanted to. He certainly had seniority at his OBGYN practice. He could have left whenever he wanted to leave and come to appear on this program for his own purposes. But he said, no, I have people to take care of. I'm sorry, Rob will do it again another time. And that is the sort of man, my friend, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. You know, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht came from very, very humble beginnings. He shared with us about his own upbringing. We had some opportunity to talk with him at great length, and I'll talk to you about that in a few minutes. He was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had to grovel for everything. It was difficult circumstances. But you know what? He was a model of the American dream because he worked hard and he defied the odds, coming from a humble background, coming from a difficult background, and he achieved such great, great success in life, becoming a foremost expert on so many medical issues that people would come to him. And rightfully so. He devoted his life to knowing how to help people in need, and oftentimes the most vulnerable, the most difficult pregnancies, the people that were struggling with addiction and other problems. They came to Dr. Gary Helmbrecht for help. And in my experience, he just never said no. He put himself into difficult positions because he desperately wanted to help people, and this was the heart of the man. He could have worked in the cushiest of positions. He could have helped the most lofty among Americans or among anybody in the world. The wealthy, the rich, the well-to-do. But yet he immersed himself in places like Indian reservations and other places where people had difficult and hard lives. And that's where he wanted to be. He wanted to give to them because he knew that a man of his stature was rare in those circles. A people who were the foremost experts in the world. People who were able to help babies while they were in the womb through medical procedures so competently and so wonderfully. They don't usually lower themselves, as they would see it, to such a position. They want to work in the most prestigious places, and yet Gary wasn't like that. He was passionate about his profession, and he was especially passionate about people. My, how this man loved people, and I saw it every time I was near him. But you know, he also feared for the future of his profession. And in a way, that's how we became involved. As he wrote a guest editorial for our blog, it's up there right now at shillingshow.com. If you just go there and search for his name, you'll find it. This guest editorial caught the eye of some people up in the United States Congress. And it's my understanding that as a result of them reading his published editorial, that Dr. Gary Helmbrecht was called to come up and testify on healthcare in America. But he was fearful for the future of his profession and for all of the things that he had worked for and his ability to continue to help people. He felt it was under attack from those who would like to change to a government-run healthcare system. And Gary certainly had no time to worry about this, but he had to worry about it because he saw it as an attack on his ability to perform the service that he's performed for people his whole life, helping people, not with government involvement, but with his own personal involvement. And I know he's helped many, many people. Many people who've never said a word about it or just talked quietly amongst their friends. And he wanted to continue to be able to do that unencumbered. So he became involved. He got involved in the Tea Party, the local Tea Party. I saw him at many of the events. He began appearing here, and as I mentioned to you, I went back and counted this morning. There was almost an unprecedented 19 appearances of Dr. Gary Helmbrecht on The Shilling Show since July of 2009. Taking out ads in local newspapers, and he joined with a small group of physicians who were willing to stick their necks out and tell people if they valued the medical care they're receiving now, that they need to make some very serious political decisions. And, you know, he received grief for it. He told me about that. There were some people in his profession who scorned him for sticking his neck out. But you know what? I had such a tremendous amount of respect for this man, for publishing his name in a newspaper ad, which almost certainly in this community, in this left-leaning community, was going to bring him grief. And it did in so many ways, which I don't have time to bring to you right now. But you know what? He did what he needed to do. And I applaud him for it, as well as the others who signed their names to this ad. Gosh, I got to know Gary over the course of the past couple of years. Aside from the time we spent talking about politics, we spent a lot of time in the hospital chatting about personal things. Maybe you didn't know, because maybe I've never said it before, but Gary was our OBGYN during Hannah Grace's delivery and during the entire pregnancy. Gary talked to us during these times when we were in the hospital about caring for children from a family member that he just took into his home because he loved them and wanted to give them better. Caring for his own son, Wesley, who's a special needs child, and oh, how Gary loves his boy and loves his family. Gary Helmbrecht talked to us during those hours in the hospital when we were just sitting around about his faith and his reliance on God and all the things that he did in his life. And I love to hear the story, and it's so wonderful to hear those testimonies. And these were just intimate conversations that we had in the hospital room over at Martha Jefferson as Gary stopped by and took time with us. Time that he really didn't have, but he took it anyway. I want to tell you a story about Dr. Gary Helmbrecht that nobody knows, because I haven't told anybody this. The only one that knows it is my wife, because she was a beneficiary. When we found out last year that we were pregnant with Hannah Grace, we had insurance, but we did not have maternity coverage on my wife's policy. We have been self-insured. We don't receive insurance from this company or any other entity. And the policy that my wife had at the time did not allow for that sort of coverage. And I called up my friend, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, and said, look, I'm not asking you for anything. I want to just get that right off the top of it here, except for advice. I said, here's the situation that we're in. Do you have any advice for us in how we could minimize our costs? I told him that we had HSAs, and just looking from someone who was on the inside of this business, how we could handle this in the best way. You know what he said to me? I'll take care of you, and it won't cost you anything. That's the type of man I'm talking about, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. And I felt bad for even having asked, because it certainly wasn't what I was looking for. And I never in a million years imagined that he would put himself out like that. And I said, Gary, what a wonderful thing for you to tell us that. But we're not in a position that we need that. He said, well, then I'll work with you and help you anyway. And I want to be there for you. Let me take care of you. At least let me take care of you. Let me be with Joan. And you know, it's funny because Gary spent much of his time helping people with very difficult pregnancies. And up to that point, we hadn't had no problems and there was nothing going on. And he said, just let me take care of you. And take care of us, he did. What comforting and healing hands, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. What a comforting voice and demeanor that he had. Unlike any other, and we've dealt with so many doctors over the course of not only our pregnancies, but our lives, and have never met a man like Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. How wonderful he was to my wife and to me during this time. And how wonderful Gary Helmbrecht was to my son, Gabriel. Oh, I could never repay him for this. My son, Gabriel, loved this man. You know, there's so many people that Gabriel interacts with, but oh, he was fascinated by Dr. Gary. And whenever we went into the doctor's office for the scans of the baby, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht would pick up my son Gabriel and put him on his lap. No other doctor's ever done this. Gabriel's 7 years old. He was six at the time. And he'd say, okay, you want to put the jelly on mama's belly? And Gabriel would delight in sitting on Dr. Gary's lap because Gabriel wanted to be a doctor. Gabriel has been interested in being a doctor for some time now. And he'd get up on Dr. Gary's lap, and Dr. Gary Helmbrecht would hand the scanner to Gabriel and say, okay, now you scan mama's tummy. And there was Gabriel without any medical training, thinking he was already a baby doctor. You know, as we went further into the pregnancy and we were spending a lot of time at the hospital, Gabriel started dressing up like Dr. Gary because he loved the man so much. Gabriel had a little coat and a tie, and he'd put it on and he'd go to the hospital. And then alternatively, the next day he'd wear a set of scrubs that he had, and he brought a stethoscope with him and a little medical kit, and he'd walk down the hallway and the nurses would say, oh, is that Dr. Gary? Is that Dr. Gary? And Gabriel would say, yes, I'm Dr. Gary. You know, we had some difficulties towards the end of the pregnancy, and they never became bad. They never became horrible. But I think it's the advice of Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, who told my wife on two occasions, once for a couple of days and then later for a week, that you need to be in the hospital. And, you know, our thought was, well, gosh, maybe we don't need to be in the hospital. Maybe we can just be home and take it easy. He said, no, you need to be in the hospital. And so we went in once for a couple days and then once towards the very end of the pregnancy for a week. And I believe that Dr. Gary Helmbrecht's advice is certainly responsible for the health and well-being and perhaps the lives of my wife and our daughter, Hannah Grace. Again, he did it so gently. He gave us advice. And, you know, he was astounded that we took it because he told us at the time, gosh, there's a lot of people who don't take my advice. Thank you for taking it. And I thought, you know what? If a doctor with his expertise tells you that you need to take it easy and be in the hospital, hey, we're there. When time got to be for the delivery, he insisted on being there. You know, when the doctors work and they say, we're on call, And there's another doctor on call, so they'll take care of you if it's not their time. Dr. Gary Helmbrook said, hey, when it's time, I'm going to be there. And there he was. He was the first to hold and see our daughter, baby Hannah Grace Schilling. He delivered her. And he knew she was a girl before we did because we told him we didn't want to know. He saw her before we did. He held her before we did. And how we rejoiced together when this healthy baby girl was born in spite of what we'd been through during the delivery. The three of us, Joan, Dr. Helmbrecht, and I, just giving thanks to God for this delivery. The nurses in the room doing the same thing. As I think about Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, my friend, he was always busy. He could not go for more than a few minutes without his phone ringing, and we were with him a lot at different times. And oftentimes, people on the other end of the phone treated him harshly. I could tell by his reaction. He kept a lid on it always. But somebody was rude to him or pushy or vile with him. And I could hear the frustration in his voice. And I just couldn't imagine anybody being so busy, having so many demands on their time. I did wonder how he carried the load, giving so much to so many, and then to his own family as well. I was astounded by it. As I think about the picture in my mind of Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, it's one maybe a lot of people have never seen before. I picture him at a tea party event. It was last maybe July, down in a park in Charlottesville in the summertime. And Gary Helmbrecht showed up in an outfit I've never seen him in before or since, but I will never, ever forget because I think it was the real Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. He was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, Stars and Stripes bandana on his head, tied onto his head. And he was just back from a cross-country Harley ride with his son. And he had such a look of peace on his face, such a delighted look of, I think it was just a matter that he'd been away for a while and been able to really just experience some time with his son and seeing the wonderful country that he loved. And I will never, ever forget that picture. It's etched in my mind. I wish I had a photograph of it. But he had a huge smile on his face, and I asked him a little bit about his trip, and he was just, it was delightful to be around him because it brought me such joy to see him unburdened. And as I thought about that day with Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, I had often hoped that he took those opportunities frequently. That Dr. Helmbrecht had the opportunity, my friend Gary, to get away with his family, to turn off the cell phone, to turn off the computer, to spend time with those whom he loved, and those who I know he was deprived of seeing just because he gave so much to so many other people. Oh, how I wish that was the case, and I hope that it was, that he just had a chance more than every once in a while, to just get away and just be Gary, just be Dad. I know he's unburdened now, and I take great solace in the faith that he shared with me. I cry for myself because I miss him, and I told you earlier, I just love this man, Gary Helmbrecht. You know, when I shared this news with my wife about his untimely passing, she told me that she felt the same way as when she learned her own parents died. And I think that is the same way that anybody who knew him for more than a few seconds feels about the loss of our friend, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. You know, I've spoken with the family and they have asked for your prayers, and I think that's the best thing that we can do. I'll have probably other opportunities for you to remember him in another way sometime soon. But right now, I just ask you to keep this family, the Helmbrecht family, Jocelyn, his wife, and their children, lifted up in your prayers because it's what they've asked for. You know, I just never got the opportunity to say thank you, Gary, enough for all that you've done for us. And I say it now publicly. Thank you, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht, for everything you've done, not just for us, but for so many people. And again, the world will never know how this man has touched so, so many lives. There is a memorial service on Wednesday night if you're interested in supporting the family, and I hope that you do. It's at the Covenant Church of God on Rio Road at 7 p.m. I will certainly be there. I hope that you will too. And I just say, until then, and until we meet again, so long, my dear friend, Dr. Gary Helmbrecht. The Schilling Show will be back in a moment.